Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ours2protect.ie for more info.
This week on Earth to Protect, we look at the DEA's plan to accelerate environmental sustainability ambitions at Cork and Dublin airports. 20 initiatives are being rolled out to accelerate both airports' climate and sustainability related ambitions, including achieving net zero emissions by 2050 at the latest. Neil McCarthy is Managing Director of Cork Airport.
We have a very clear ESG pillar in our strategy. Now and we'll have it future. We give equal comment to sustainability as we do to safety, but we take safety really seriously. We take security really seriously. So we give equal comments to sustainability now. Our sustainability strategy has seven pillars to it. There's a carbon pillar, there's an energy pillar, there's a waste pillar, there's a noise pillar, there's a water pillar, an air pillar, and a biodiversity pillar. Each of those has targets attached to them.
In recent years, Cork Airport was named as Ireland's best commercial semi-state body for energy reduction by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland.
When we rebuilt our runway during COVID, all the halogen lighting, and everyone probably knows the halogen lighting, they're those big bulbs, the really fashionable in the 80s and 90s, they were all pulled out. And the whole runway when it was rebuilt with LED lighting. All the approach lights were rebuilt with LED lighting. All of our roadways in Cork Airport have LED lighting, car parks have LED lighting. So over a number of years, we've been switching out high energy burn for low energy burn stuff. And that's just one example of what we've done. So then, as you know, the SEA do, they baseline your energy burn, then they audit every year. And so best commercial semi-state 2 years running, and we're very proud of that.
The 20 initiatives announced by DEA earlier this month include that the light vehicle fleets at both Cork and Dublin airports will be 100% electric by the end of 2024, improving air quality at bus stations at both airports with innovative photobioreactor technology, the upgrading of apron lighting to energy-efficient LED technology at Cork Airport, and the submission of a planning application for a 1.8 million kilowatt solar farm at Cork Airport.
This year, we will be applying for planning permission for a solar farm at Cork Airport. Where at the moment, we're designing. We're looking at two options. One is an option which is in a field on airport land. And that is quite a distance to our energy transmission centre. And the other is over our surface car parks. And look, each of those will have different challenges and benefits. Surface car parks will be really visible. It will cover your car. When you're in, so it has an added advantage. People like covered cars in surface car parks. It's more expensive to construct, but it's closer to the energy centres, so the less civil. So we're doing an evaluation at the moment in terms of which of those is the highest payback in terms of cost benefit. It will generate 30% of our energy. And so I suppose you have to see is believe in this stuff. Everyone is a little bit skeptical about carbon reduction and energy because there's a lot of greenwashing out there. Trust real projects, trust the SEAI. We'll be going to planning this year for 30% of our energy needs for a solar farm, Cork Airport.
Kenny Jacobs is CEO of the DAA.
We're really, really serious about this. And you can see all the initiatives that we currently have had running for the past number of years, currently running. And we really want to get there. We want Dublin and Cork airports to be amongst the very best airports in Europe for sustainability. And for us, that's not a choice. We're absolutely determined to do that. We think we can do that while growing.
DEA is also participating in the government's decarbonisation Reduce Your Use campaign. At the recent launch event, DEA was presented with the Smarter Travel Mark by National Transport Authority, which is awarded to organisations with a broad range of measures in place that support sustainable travel. To learn more about the DEA sustainability activities, visit the DEA website daa.ie/ESG or check the show notes of this episode.
Ours to Protect, brought to you by C103, the IBI, and funded by the Commission Naman with the television license fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.